Scripture reading from 1 Corinthians 15, 20 through 27, and then verse 49. And I'm going to read this like we would do a psalm at Mass, and then have a response, and then I'm going to give a little reflection. So this would be the response. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. Let's say that together. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. Just as we bore the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom of God to the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler, every authority, and power. Just as he has borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for God has put all things in subjection under his feet. Just as we have borne the image of the man of death, we will so bear the image of the man of heaven. What a promise that is. I'm going to end with that. And because of time, I just want to give you a spiritual sense of these scriptures, kind of a Lectio Divina that I did, and a divine reading of this scripture. This is out of 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 20. But in the context of the scripture, starting in verse 16, St. Paul is telling the Corinthians that if the dead are not raised, Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you're still in your sins. All who have hoped, have fallen asleep in Christ, have perished. So if we have hoped, if we have had this hope in Christ in this life, St. Paul is telling us that we are to be among the most pitied. Then our faith is in vain. But then in verse 20, Paul assures us Christ has been risen from the dead. And comparing Adam with Christ, he is telling us that sin had its very beginning with Adam. And because of Adam's sin, all of us, all of humanity, enters this world from God, separated from God, estranged from God, destined to die. In Jesus Christ, though, salvation comes. And through his death, his suffering, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, he has been triumphant over sin. And he reverses all the damage done by Adam. And he gives us hope that we will be resurrected to new life. Amen to that. What a promise. But St. Paul had to convince his hearers of the day of this resurrection of the dead, and many did not believe in it. Many didn't believe in the resurrection. Certainly the Sadducees didn't, right? That's why they were sad, you see. I stole that, I have to admit. But St. Paul is saying Christ is raised, and so also we must be raised. Those of us who have put our trust in Jesus and live our lives for him. Then in verse 24, then comes the end, when he'll deliver the kingdom of God to his Father. I love how it's written. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, will offer the kingdom to the first person of the Trinity, the Father. after destroying every rule, every authority and power. And he's talking about those demonic spirits looking to destroy our souls. Then in verse 25, and this is what I really want to focus on for a moment, he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word reign. The word reign. Even the catechism talks about this final adversary, death, as bodily death from which man would have been immune had he not sinned, is thus the last enemy of man left to be conquered. So Jesus must reign. Let's look at the word reign. When I started looking at this, this is what the Lord was kind of doing with me. Christ was asking me, and I think he's asking quite possibly all of us here right now, because I'm doing this. How is Christ reigning in your life? Is he putting to death, or are you allowing him by giving your will to him to put to death all the enemies of your soul, of our soul? All those things that are not compatible with living a life for all eternity in the kingdom that he will present to the Father. You see, St. Paul was trying to convince people that Jesus did in fact raise from the dead. And he's telling people who have a hard time believing that. And I can understand that. Have you ever seen dead people? You ever been to a funeral? You've seen dead people in a cat. They're not moving. They're not alive. They're not alive. They are dead. So, I had to ask myself, do I believe, really, that Jesus rose from the dead? Do I believe that I will be raised from the dead? That's a hard thing to believe if you think about it. And if you say yes, and I do say yes, I believe it, it's an amazing thing to believe, because if we believe it, then it has an impact on our life in an amazing way. It should change the way we live our life. It should change us. It makes a difference. Christ is King. Jesus Christ is King. Are we allowing Jesus to reign in our lives? Pope Pius XI instituted the feast day of Christ the King. And he said something that was amazing when he instituted it. He said, he must reign in our minds, which should assent with perfect submission and firm belief to reveal truths and to the teachings of Christ. He must reign in our wills, which should obey the laws and precepts of God. He must reign in our hearts, which should spurn natural desires and love God above all things and cleave to him alone. He must reign in our bodies and in our members, which should serve as instruments for the interior sanctification of our souls, or to use the words from St. Paul, as instruments of righteousness unto God. Lastly, so what does this have to do with? Just as we have been born in the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. This is what I take from this reading. If we allow Jesus to reign in our lives, in our minds, in our wills, in our hearts, in our bodies, in our members, which will serve as instruments for interior sanctification of our souls, becoming holy like Jesus, then we will better reflect the image of the man of heaven. And the world will see Jesus unveiled before their eyes by a people who really do believe that Jesus rose from the dead, that he conquered sin and death, and that they too can have the hope that we have. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, so whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen.